Pleasure to be here, and I'm happy to see so many people at such an early presentation this morning. I have a strong interest in community service and learning. I did quite a bit of integration of undergraduate service learning projects at another university that I worked at in Philadelphia. And when I moved on to DeSales, I found that just as many universities across the nation are, there's a heavy immersion for undergraduate students in community service and learning throughout universities. And some, you know, bits and pieces sometimes found in nursing curricula. But in terms of graduate curricula, it really is something that really needs to be strengthened. So I was very happy to have the opportunity to revamp a course, Nursing Theories, and incorporate a community service learning component into that. So I want to talk a little bit about that and what I found in the literature to support the need. I just have a little bit of overview for the first few slides, just in terms of nursing theories in general, and I think Florence Nightingale really summed it up very nicely and succinctly. It makes a lot of sense to me. It describes and explains what nursing is and what nursing is not. Other definitions came through time. Parker and Smith's most recent book talks about a mental pattern or framework created to help understand and create meaning. Moving downward to Silva in 97, talking about inductive and deductively derived college of coherent, creative, and focused nursing phenomenon, that's a mouthful, to help explain nursing research and practice. So there are many definitions. There's only four up there, but you know, depending on the book you pick up, you can find a really diverse number and scope of definition of what nursing theory is. But nursing theory really does influence nursing, and I believe it really truly influences our nursing practice. It helps us identify distinct nursing processes, augments our care delivery, serves as a basis for clinical information, and guides our quality assurance. When you read the literature about nursing theory, you see a strong pattern of how the philosophical foundations flow as a foundation for theory, defining abstract and general problems of the discipline, not real specific ones, and incorporating human beliefs, morality, and truth. A nursing philosophy is a belief system that guides our profession, and it's a statement of our enduring values and beliefs. It helps guide our theory development and patterns of knowing. Theories are classified according to level of scope, the grand theories, the theories that have been around, the oldest ones, you know, that started out in the 60s, middle range theories, and then practice theories that enable us to actually apply what we're doing in a theoretical framework and philosophically into our practice. There's a reciprocal relationship between theory and practice where we have practice based upon theory and theory validating practice to help us do the, you know, this is just five examples of things. There's other literature that moves on and talks more about the nursing process. But organizing care, setting our standards, guiding our interventions, helping us prioritize. How does community service and learning fit into a nursing theories course? And I propose that there's a reciprocal association between theory and community service learning. The overall definition of community service and learning is defined as teaching learning strategy that incorporates and integrates meaningful service and reflection. Reflection is the hallmark of community service and learning. To enrich the learning experience, teach civic responsibility, and to strengthen communities. And this is from the National Service Learning Clearinghouse a couple years ago. It really does differ from traditional clinical experiences because it strives to achieve a balance between the service and the learning. It contains an integral involvement of the community partners. You partner with your community instead of being the clinical experts that come in and do for the community. Stresses reciprocal learning, has broader social implications, citizenship skills, striving to achieve social change, and emphasizes reflective practice. Now there's also a nice diagram, I don't have it here, but it's just taking the words service and learning and emphasizing one over the other. And the second bullet, service and learning, is the way many people, myself included, believe that service learning really should be practiced and emphasized to our students, where none is greater than the other. Both holds equal weight. In the first bullet up there, service and learning, where the service is capitalized, the emphasis is on students doing the service and de-emphasizing the learning that happens coincidentally. In the second one, with the small service and small learning, it's equal, where it's both not weighty. It's an assignment and people do it because they have to do it. And service underscored and learning capitalized would be where the service takes the back seat to the learning, that students want to do service learning projects to learn, but they're really not engaged in the service aspect of it. So the capital service, capital learning is when each hold equal weight. And reflection on community-based experiences occurs, and application of theory to the community service activity occurs. So the course that was revamped at DeSales University is Nursing 512, Nursing Theories and Practice. It's conducted at our university, which is a suburban location tucked between Allentown and Quakertown, about 50 miles outside of Philadelphia. It's a graduate level course that spans a traditional semester, about 12 weeks. We offer it twice yearly. We offer it in the spring semester and the fall semester. I have an average of about 12 to 15 students, although this semester is a little bit of a fluke. I'm winding down with the course, and I have 21 in the current class. So I know our numbers are up for our graduate program, so I don't know if it's going to continue that way or not. And we have half face-to-face class sessions and half online with a Blackboard and discussion modules. Our university has a strong commitment to community service learning, but again, it's in the undergraduate programs. The course that we offer in nursing is the only graduate course in the university that has a community service learning component. So I'm actually proud to say that, and I'm going to hope to emphasize that and strengthen it across the university. I was able to find a compilation of literature that was published last year from, I'll put my glasses on here, Learn and Serve America's National Service Learning Clearinghouse by Serena Seifer. She's the CEO of that organization. And there's 90 plus articles with brief abstracts in this little review for nursing and service learning. And only four of them relate to graduate programs in nursing or graduate courses. Not to say that not more than that do that in our country, but in terms of what's out there being published, there's not a wealth of information. Of the four that are in here that are graduate courses, one is a midwifery course that incorporates service and learning, and one is also an RN to BSN program that's in this compilation. What I had to do is revise the course description. So the course description stayed the same in terms of investigating and learning about nursing theories and how to apply nursing theory to nursing education, practice, administration, and research. But this little blurb was added in terms of students engage in service learning activities, including structured time for student reflection. And then there are six course outcomes, and this is the newest course outcome, to appraise community service and learning experiences by reflecting upon personal, theoretical, and community perspectives. And that's done via writing that's done during the course, spanning on Blackboard, where students share with each other their successes and challenges of what they're doing with their projects. And also at the end, they have to turn in a reflective paper to me about their learning experience. So on the syllabi, they have to devote a minimum of 8 hours to their community service learning project, but it's self-selected. I have some examples for them with a table that I give them with names of organizations, contact people, email, phone number, hour of operation, types of experiences that happen there, such as a summer camp program, a Meals on Wheels program, the pajama program, which is providing new pajamas and new books for bedtime reading to kids, things like that. And I'm available either telephonically, in person, or email to help them if they're struggling, if they're trying, if they're striking out every time they call or email someone at this organization that they're interested in, and I'm there to help guide them. They do post discussion forums during week two and week three because I want to get them started. I don't want them waiting. You know, as you know, with these being grad students, many of them are working full time. I don't want them waiting till the end of the course to try and get started with this. This is something that really does span the whole 12 weeks of the course, where I introduce them the first week when we meet how the startup and deciding what you want to do and actually getting your foot in the door with the project is going to be the longest, hardest part. And once you actually go to do it, you might only spend 2, 3, or 4 hours actually engaged in the activity. So at some point during the 12 weeks, they do actually perform the community service learning activity, and they bring in their reflective assignments at the last class meeting, where oral sharing is optional. According to the literature, that's what I found, that you know, you really can't force. You can strongly encourage people to share their reflections, but they do turn them into me so I can read them. But by and large, I would say 90%, like 9 out of 10 of the classmates stand up and they say what they did. We sit in a round circle. I bring in refreshments. We have like some sweets and some fruit and a veggie platter and some beverages, and we share that way at our last class meeting. And the reflection projects vary. Some people write. They write a narrative or they write a journal. But there's a lot of artwork that gets done. People create some beautiful pictures and they write poems. One person that I had recently, he spent some time at a Special Olympics type of an activity for softball in the spring. So he made this paper mache baseball bat. And he had all this writing on the baseball bat in terms of what he gleaned from the experience and the type of kids he worked with at this softball experience. But what I wanted to share with you as nursing professionals is the type of feedback I get handed in to me in terms of how they relate whatever they did to a nurse theorist. So I have more that I could share with you, but in the interest of time, I only typed up 3 tables. One of the students took Priscilla and Hildebrandt's theory of community involvement. They were at this location called Safety Town. I don't know. This is active in Pennsylvania. I don't know if it's a nationwide initiative. But what it is nonprofits set up an experience of a quote-unquote, you know, simulated community for young children age like 3 to 6, and they take them through the safety town where they, you know, go to the police station, they go to the fire station, they learn how to, you know, ride bicycles with helmets or skateboard using helmets and protective gear, how to safely cross the street, all that type of. So they do need people to help them with this type of activity, because it's usually conducted on a weekend, and it's heavily advertised. So you could have as little as 25 or 30 children come, or you could have a couple hundred children show up with their parents. So the rationale for using Priscilla and Hillenbrand's theory, according to this student, this was the student, graduate student's perception, was that the theory was developed to give direction to improving health in communities, and participation occurs when communities identify needs, resources, and barriers, and build coalition to respond to problems identified. So that was a student's interpretation of Safety Town relating to a theorist. Another one was a community service activity called Ministry of Friends is the title, but basically it's a soup kitchen. And then also another student did Alex's Lemonade Stand, which is the fundraising for childhood cancer. So they both, these two separate student experiences, incorporated Watson's theory of human caring. And what they both wrote about were the clinical caritas processes. And they found that installation of faith and hope, development of sensitivity to self and others, and creating a helping, trusting human relationship was what they experienced through these two different community service activities. And then the last slide I have is Parker and Barry's community nursing practice model. In the Lehigh Valley health system, there is an adopt an apartment initiative where actually employees, they don't have to be nurses, they can be any employees of the Lehigh Valley Hospital Network, do these rehabs of apartments to make them inhabitable for low-income individuals and families. So there was only one student that did this last semester, but what she wrote was her relationship to Parker and Barry was that she felt that the Adopt an Apartment initiative serves a multicultural underserved population in the community, the core is nursing care that nurtures the wholeness of others. And then of course, there's three different levels in Parker and Barry. So for the first, it represents individuals and groups from the immediate community. And this would be the home institution, like Lehigh Valley Hospital, who sponsored the event. And the second level represents the structured community group, like the Sixth Street Shelter, who were people who were going to benefit from this rehab department. And then the third was the regional, national, international organizations, such as HUD, that provides funding to support the Adopt an Apartment. So I thought these were three unique exemplars of how students could apply theory to their individualized community service learning projects. I added, here's Orm's self-care deficit for Meals on Wheels, and Newman Health is expanding consciousness for the Miracle League, for the baseball camp. And the rationale is given there too. So for replication, this hardest thing I think we all know you have to do is get buy-in from faculty, get buy-in from whoever the administrators are, whether it's your graduate director or a higher administration at your university, revising your course description and your course outcomes, contacting the community service liaison at your university, again, who probably works mainly with undergraduate students, but you know, having their assistance to help you get started with some potential sites. And then also going online and trying to find out some information to share with students in terms of where they could go and what types of activity they could engage in. And then also what's helped me, I think, verify with the students the importance of this is I share with them every semester something that I'm doing as a community service initiative and what I'm gleaning from it and how I relate it to a nurse theorist. So I do my own sharing, and I think that helps them see that, you know, I really do have buy-in to this, and I'm not just assigning this community service learning project as something, you know, as an academic exercise. Their reflections have been very profound. Many of them have written about how they really were not sure. They never engaged in community service because it wasn't something they had to do in high school, where our undergraduate students now sort of grow up with community service learning, but many of the grad students that we have, at least at our school, are in their late 30s, in their 40s, some are in their 50s, and they really haven't had to engage. So this really, you know, kind of shifts them into that component. And one woman wrote about how she has a daughter who's a Girl Scout, and how the Girl Scout leader was trying to get her for 2 years to come in and do the safety presentation for the safety badge for first aid and et cetera, whatever's involved. And she said, I just never had the time. But she made the time, and she did it, and she really had a really profound personal experience by doing that. And she said her daughter was so proud of her, too. So, but that's all I have to say. Rita's telling me I have a minute left, so I guess I can take one or two questions if anybody. Oh, I didn't say that at the beginning. I have no conflicts. I'm sorry. Yes. Well, the biggest assignment is their final assignment with their reflection paper and sharing, and then also the discussion board postings that they do to help, I guess, facilitate learning of each other in terms of what their successes and challenges are. They help each other out. They give each other suggestions in terms of what they could actually look for in a project. But the other assignments, like they have to do a PowerPoint on a selected nurse theorist, and they also have to write a paper based upon a book that I have them read, Ken Wilber's book, Theory of Everything. They have to incorporate that into a nursing theorist perspective. So their other assignments really are more towards the other outcomes of the course. Thank you for your attention.